June car sales figures showed some recovery, declining only 6%, a figure consistent with a long-term trend, not the catastrophic impact of COVID-19. The Australian market, however, has stumbled again in July with a decline of nearly 13%. In the top 10 brands, third place Hyundai had a big decline of 34%. But on the positive side, sixth place Kia and seventh place Volkswagen had actually grown over last year's July figures. Cars made in China and imported here are up 52% on last year, although they are still only 3% of the total market. The big segment winners were small and very small SUVs and light commercial vans, all showing positive growth. Hybrid sales are rocketing, especially for SUVs. Sales of hybrid SUVs have increased by nearly 280%. That's more than 3.75 times the sales from last year. I'm David Brown.
There's never been a better time to buy a new car, SUV or ute. But before you hit your local dealership, do a little research at carreviewcentral.com.au. Some of the latest reviews available include the 2020 Toyota Supra GT. You can also check out a review of the Mitsubishi ASX Exceed, the plug-in hybrid Hyundai Ioniq Premium, Toyota's new people mover, the Granvia, and from the same stable, the Toyota CHR Hybrid. Those reviews and many, many more, carreviewcentral.com.au.